You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
How was your weekend, fam?
Weekend was cool, man. Got to chill out, you know what I'm saying? Make a little money here and there.
Oh, you was you was making some money, huh?
Yeah. I did a little, maneuvering, whatnot. What about you?
Let's see. Shout out to Club Proof. You know, and the good folks over there at Boulevard Nights had a good time over there on Friday night.
Yes, I forgot about Friday. I was at Erykah Badu.
Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, you was at, you, did you say?
Yeah, I forgot. How could I forget I was at Erykah Badu with Goody Mob? That was a good show.
Shout it was?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Lights got cut on, but it was a good show, yeah.
You said the lights got cut on.
Yeah, it kind of ran long, but it was a good show. She did a good job, though.
Okay.
No shade. It was good. Right. I wish I saw more Erica, and hopefully she'll come back and do it again. Yeah. No doubt.
Also, shout out to my Seminoles. Of course, we were victorious, and I'm so proud of my nephew Marcel. We put him at defensive end in the second half. Got him. Hey.
Hold on. You say he DN?
Yeah. He usually plays guard.
Okay.
But we put him at DN, and he got him a sack safety.
Okay.
So, shout out to my nephew for following my directions.
Young Khalil Mac out here.
No. Okay. Don't you ever compare him to a former Raider.
Well, he's a Bear now.
Former Raider.
Okay.
That's how I look at him.
All right. Like Derrick Johnson?
We'll call him D Ford. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Man. Speaking of the Chiefs play, oh, Lord, listen, I'm paying the price this morning because I am, a little tired, but it was well worth it because Arrowhead was absolutely rocking last night. Let's get right to the highlights. Post Mahomes, he got things started early with the touchdown toss to Kareem Hunt to put the Chiefs up 7-0 in the first.
And it's first down and goal. Mahomes on a roll. And Hunt makes the catch. And does he get in? Yes, he does. Touchdown.
Oh, Lord. It did not stop right there. With 2 minutes left in the first half, Post Mahomes, he finds tight end, as I like to call him, can't get right, Demetrius Harris in the end zone to put the Chiefs up 21-7.
10-year veteran. Third and six. Mahomes, he caught wide open for the touchdown. Demetrius Harris.
Play. Even the defense came to ball as Ron Parker picked off the Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton to put the Chiefs up 38-7 in the third quarter.
98 yards, less than 2.5 seconds. And Dalton gets that one out in about 2.5 seconds, intercepted at the 34-yard line. Ron Parker, a free ride to the end zone.
A free ride.
Free rides all night, baby. And Tyreek Hill added an exclamation mark to the fourth quarter with the last touchdown of the game.
Danger the franchise.
Low snap, picks it up.
Yes, sir.
Rolls away. Wide open touchdown. Tyreek Hill.
My Lord. Chiefs going to victory. 45-10.
45-10.
45-10, baby.
Woo-hoo.
It was a beautiful game.
Did Chad Henne play?
No, he didn't. No, he,
come on,
he didn't see
come
no
on,
action.
Andy Reid.
No,
come
he didn't see no
man.
Action.
Put Chad in the game.
Chiefs moved to 6-1 on the season.
Now y'all got another rival coming through next week, huh?
Yeah, we're going to sweep Denver next week. Broncos come to Arrowhead. The game will be at noon, so I will not be tired on that Monday morning next week.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 right now, your Monday morning, clearing 48 downtown. Time for the Shade will be shining.
Oh, man, the things got spicy over the weekend with Cat Williams. he didn't have any kind words for his ex-girlfriend and former reality TV star Hazel E. during a recent Instagram live session he did. Check it out.
You cross the line, don't believe in Jesus. Truffully, that's why I left her. The is a Mayfield. I told her, for God, I was the king of this. Said, I don't believe in God or I said, if you don't get your satanic, demonic, I want to be a in the face ass up out of here. I will call down the ghost of Sojourner Truth to walk up your street.
Lord.
What in the Harriet Tubman is this light-skinned and ugly talking about? How the f*** is you light-skinned and ugly? Not ugly to nobody else. Nobody said Hazel E was ugly while I was. Soon as I leave, suddenly her nose is crooked. She got an under and an overbite.
What?
Fam.
But you dated her, fam.
That's exactly what I was finna say. Come on, dog. You knew what she looked like.
You was parading her on carpets and everything.
For real, dog. Come on, cat. Come on, dog. I know you know, everybody gets mad at your ex, or, you know, when you break up somebody, you really want to, you know, vent to someone. But come on, dog. Come
you
on,
sound bitter right there.
Absolutely, he does. Ooh. So we'll see what happens between
those
two.
By the way, you could be light-skinned and ugly, just so you know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it don't matter what
color
you are.
That's a stereotype right there.
It is.
And I'm tired of being stereotyped.
A Philadelphia songwriter has been granted $44 million in damages over Usher's song Bad Girl. You remember this joint off of Confessions,
come on,
right?
Turn it up.
The guy, he felt like in 2001, 2002, he did the majority of the writing and production for the track, including the guitar tempo, the chord progression, all of that stuff. So he got paid $44 million.
Golly, secure the bag.
And Usher was not named in the lawsuit. So
only a lawsuit he was named in. All right.
Oh, Lord. Come on, dog. It's too early for all that. All right? Don't need to go there this early. Let's see. Are you here for this play? Wiz Khalifa says he's dropping an R&B album.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, he revealed that the next album will consist of him singing. And he said, quote, my next album is all singing. I already got like 20 songs done. And he said he even hired a vocal coach. He said she's one of the best in the game. She taught me some things I didn't even know about my voice.
Who's this vocal coach? Queen Naija?
You know, come on, dog. Come on, dog. Come on, bro.
Who was that? Who you said was
he? Huh?
Light skinned Keisha, that's his vocal coach.
Come on, dog. Are you getting started early this morning, fam?
I mean, that's what I'm here for, right? That
what
y'all have here
that
for?
Let's see
what that throat do. No. You gonna be doing me like Shay? Don't do that.
I always thought that Wiz Khalifa, it reminded me of Rick James anyway.
Yeah.
For real though, like the way he presents himself and the way that he looks, he so I can
you know
I guess
he's cool with Snoop. Why he can't take no vocal lessons from Snoop? Snoopy singing
Snoop
all the time.
Snoop can't. Come on, fam.
Sensual seduction.
That's my song, though. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Oh, my God. I'm mad because I'm in this damn traffic.
Man, it's
yeah,
my
the
day,
traffic
huh?
is crazy up north. I'm up north, and my sister got me out here because she got to go to work, and I'm driving all the way from the city up north. So I'm a little mad because I ain't got my sleep cut in half. So, I'm not a morning person.
So you ain't got to go to work either?
I got to go to work, but not just this damn early.
Oh, man, that's the worst. You had to drive to Canada and back to the city, huh?
Man, you better have that good gas money.
But you got premium over here? What you driving out here?
A vehicle that need gas. Oh,
she
better have
it. She ain't trying
she
to
ain't trying to tell those out.
Well, it's good that you being a blessing to your sister because, you know, one day you might be, you know, on fallen times
or
something.
I know.
She can help
I'm
you
just fussing because I'm up early. That's all it is. But I understand. Yeah.
All right. What's your name?
Erica.
Hey, Erica. At least you up.
Yeah. Have a blessed day, though.
You do the same.
Catch me outside. How about that?
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You already know we're going to encourage you to take your power to the polls for the 2018 midterm elections. Many issues on the ballot, congressional races. In Kansas, the governor's race, and Missouri proposals on medicinal marijuana, retainment of judges, and many, many more. You can review those sample ballots for Jackson County at kceb.org and make your voices heard, y'all. November 6th, the polls will open at 6, and they will go on till 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Yes, please take your power to the poll.
Vote or die.
For real, though. Seriously. So, Play, I don't know if you were on social media a lot this weekend, but there was this video going around with some college students. They were having a house party, right? And, you know, they were dancing, doing what you do at the house party.
New Jack Swing.
Jumping up and down. Nah, ain't no New Jack Swing going on. So, a Chief Keef record was playing, and everybody was jumping up and down in this house, right? And all of a sudden, the floor collapsed.
Get out of here.
Did you see it?
No.
You ain't seen this?
I have not seen this.
Fam, it was in South Carolina at a clubhouse near Clemson University. people fell into the basement. Like, just imagine you in your mama's front room, right? And everybody's jumping up and down, having a good time, having a house party scene. And then, boom, the floor collapses and you go straight to the basement.
Love Sosa? Is that what they were jamming with that?
I'm pretty sure it was Finito.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Do we have a video of this? Is it posted?
I'll have to. We're going to post that on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page coming up in a few minutes. But none of the good thing is none of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. And, so you know, this was had to be at somebody's mama's house or something, fam.
Man, it must be an old-school house, too, to fall through the living room. My goodness, how many people's in here?
Oh, it was a lot of people. It was a lot. It was too many for a house party.
House party, okay.
Yeah, way too many for that.
It was going crunk.
Have you ever done something in your mama's house or something, and then she came home and was like, you gonna get in trouble?
No, I was actually responsible. Yeah.
I remember one time, all right, so I was...
This here it is.
I was 11 years old, and I wanted to play baseball real bad. I was playing football. But my pops, he would never let me play baseball. So I would used to practice pitching like Kevin Apier, former Royals
Kevin,
pitcher,
in
my
he
front
had that
room.
Crazy wind up.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I tried to pitch like him. And I was practicing in my mama's front room, and I broke a couple windows.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did. I broke a couple windows.
So she still got the marks right now, don't
you? She found out. And of course I denied it. I don't know what happened.
It wasn't me.
I never got in trouble for it though.
Wow. Man. That's crazy. You're gonna get in trouble now though.
She ain't listening. She be all right.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Well, that All in Black party is on the way. November 10th at the Voodoo, Daniel Caesar's first appearance at KC. He done cut off the dreads.
What?
Yeah, he cut off the dreads.
Okay.
Love Macy, and you already know, Soul Revival.
Chocolate love.
Limited tickets available. Go get them at kprs.com right now, y'all.
Hurry up and get those tickets.
You know what I mean? For it's what? For it's
sold out. Even though I hate them.
Oh, man. Big victory last night for our Kansas City Chiefs.
It is a victory Monday.
Yes, it is. As we stump out the Bengals, 45-10. Boy, that was a good old-fashioned take you to the outhouse butt-whooping last night.
I almost put out
night.
The Kemp C line on them, but, you know.
You did. You texted to me.
Yeah, I didn't put it out the Twitterverse, but yes.
So you already know, win, lose, or draw, baby.
What's that is?
You get a song. Whenever the Chiefs play. So here we go. Without further ado, another morning grind with Shay and Shine exclusives. Let's go.
Ow!
Ooh, don't we look better than ever?
Better than ever, y'all.
There's a reason why they watch all night long.
All night long, yeah.
Yeah, you know we turn hands forever.
Quick, quick.
On Sunday night, that's why we showed up.
Okay, okay.
That's what the Chiefs do.
That's what the Chiefs do.
Make the whole league change.
Make the whole league change.
Now Cincinnati are through.
Cincinnati are through.
Didn't even come to play.
No.
Betting on the confidence. Oh, finally got some defense.
Finally.
Blow the Bengals out at night.
Oh.
That's right. We out here dripping in offense.
It don't make no sense.
We out here dripping in offense.
You know it. You know it.
We out here dripping in offense. It don't make no sense. We out here dripping in offense.
You know it, you know it.
Love on your ladies if your lady fight.
Come on, win.
She won for life. Patrick Mahomes shining down through the night.
Chop, chop.
No.
Say, got it going on, got it going on. Say, it feels so good to be first.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 right now, clear and 47 in Belton. Time for the Shade with B. Shining.
We need to wish a couple of our celebrity friends some happy birthdays. Shout out to Carlos Mencia. He turns 51. Comedian.
The mind of Carlos Mencia. Man,
got canceled a long time ago. Bobby Seale, founder of the Black Panther Party, turns 82
Still
today.
Still alive. That's what's up.
Shaggy, reggae star. You remember him, right?
They call me Mr. Bombastic.
Mr. Bombastic, fantastic. Touch me on my butt, you shut up, Mr.
Moore. He turns 50 today. Shout out to Shaggy one time. Let's see, who else? Robinson Cano, he gets no love.
I got no.
21 Savage.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
He turns 26 today.
26.
So shout out to everybody born on October 22nd. You feel me? Let's see. Is Nicki Minaj trying to diss Cardi B? She's still trying to go after Cardi?
Still?
Yeah, Future and Juice WRLD, they released a
World
project.
World on Drugs,
yeah,
right?
They released a project over the weekend. So here's a sample of the alleged diss between Cardi and or Nicki Minaj dissing Cardi B.
Transformer. I just popped the transformer. Master bathroom. Two jacuzzis in the sauna. They ain't warn her. Now she out your face in karma. Uh-oh. Had a chance, but God, that mean that she's a goner. With my bad. Give them trauma. Could fix this life, but now they need the yarn. All his friends trying to kill it. Either J.A. Dahmer. Snakes, but stupid, I'm the snake charmer. Just a different tax bracket, upper echelon.
Whoa.
I'm still a bad guy, I am a Decepticon.
Whoa.
Some call me Nicki, but some call me Megatron.
Whoa.
I'm stopping bags and I don't need the red octagon.
Oh, see, that's one thing I do like about Nicki. She can flow, all right? She can rap. She's a little misguided sometimes, but she can rap, though.
Yeah, you liked her album, didn't you?
Her album was solid. Yeah, the Queen joint. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she was going at Cardi, though.
Man, she need to stop, though.
Nah, she ain't going to stop. I think she feels defeated, and she got to redeem herself, but she didn't do this to Remy Ma, though.
Well, now you sound like the people that be hating on Drake still.
No. Well, he didn't. Listen, he didn't go back at Pusha T.
But nobody lost that, right?
What you mean that nobody lose? Drake definitely lost.
I mean, yeah, he lost the battle, but his career ain't lost.
Nah, he won in the career.
Pusha wanted to end his career. He wanted to.
It could still happen for him.
And it could happen for him, too.
In the meantime, Cardi
and
B.
And I like both, by the way. And I like both of them. Yeah. And I like Cardi and Nicki, too.
Yeah.
So let's get this. I like them both, too.
In the meantime, Cardi B, she stopped by Marlboro Housing Projects in Brooklyn on Thursday night. And she gave away hundreds of coats. And she was also given the key to Brooklyn on Thursday as well.
This is crazy. You already know. We out here in Marlboro. We out here giving out these coats. We out here giving out these shoes. Shout out to my hacks. They thought about this. Thought about giving back to the community. You know what I'm saying? Start with our kids. You already know the vibe. What's up, everybody? Let's go.
Shout out to Cardi one time, giving back to the community. That's always a beautiful thing, man.
Queen of Bronx getting the key to Brooklyn.
Yeah, how does she get the key to Brooklyn?
Hey, man. Just pulling the moves, man. You know, some people get keys in certain different cities, right? Didn't LeBron get a key in Miami or something?
I think he did. I'm not sure, though. I know
I'm
Shaq
sure
he's going
to get one in L.A.
Shaq got a key, or he deserves one, especially after it went down Saturday night. You know what I'm saying?
Goon Squad gets the State Farm Squad.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Play, when you think about Americans and what they're afraid of, what do you think is like number one or top five on the list?
That Americans are afraid of, probably these mass shootings lately.
Yeah,
that'll probably be one. Weather.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are afraid of Trump. They just don't like Trump.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Well, with the climate in today's, as you just mentioned, with the president and everything, I think that people would think about the government. I think people would be afraid of that. Yeah. And the results of an annual survey of America's fears by California's Chapman University is out, and it found that the top fear was indeed government corruption, with 73.6% of those surveyed saying they were either afraid or very afraid of it. Number two is pollution of oceans, rivers, and lakes.
Huh.
Three, pollution of drinking water,
yeah,
which
real.
You have with Flint,
yeah.
That situation. Not having enough money for the future is four. Five, people becoming seriously ill. Six, people I love dying. Yeah, yeah. Seven, air pollution. Eight, extinction of plant animal species, which is happening a little bit as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Number nine, global warming and climate change. Yeah, and then number 10 is high medical bills.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
We didn't see anything about mass shootings on any of that. I'm really surprised.
Yeah. I'm surprised about that. Pollution of oceans is number two?
Right.
When's the last time you took a dip in the oceans swimming?
Oh, I've never.
When you went to Cali, did you go?
Nope.
You didn't get into specific to be specific?
Mm-mm.
No?
No. I'm not an ocean guy. It don't smell good. It don't. So good. I've been close to it or whatever, and I've been in the sand, but it ain't my type
of
vibe.
Put your toes in the sand, huh?
I did that, but I didn't like go deep. Did you know that like we've only explored like 5% of the ocean, seriously, around the world? Like, there's like 95% of the ocean that we have not discovered
yet. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Where you learn this at?
It was on some infomercial or something. You know, I watched
TV. You was up last night, 2 or 3 in the morning?
You are listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Stay over there being fancy in Barcelona in Spain.
I saw they
tapas. Can't believe her. She's going to leave us here.
Ain't watching Dan's soccer game. Probably ain't eating none of that fancy foods. Running no bulls. None of that, huh?
She should be ashamed of herself.
And then take you with it.
Nah, it's cool.
You wouldn't go.
Yeah, nah, I wouldn't. Nah, I'm super good.
It took you a while to get out of Kansas City.
No, it didn't.
When I first moved up here, you told me you never left the city, bro.
Nah, I left. I just didn't, like, go out of town. Let me rephrase that. I didn't go on a vacation.
St. Louis don't count.
Concrete, that side of the city? How come it don't count?
Like a real, like... Yeah, that's
my
like
grandma
me saying,
took me somewhere.
That's like me saying I'm going back to Wichita to see the kids and my friends.
It
and
ain't
stuff.
Kansas that, City.
Come on, fam.
It ain't.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, one thing about Shay is that she cannot play Mega Millions and Powerball.
No, that's, you cannot.
That's the one thing about being out of town and out of the country. Listen, play. Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots combined over $2 billion after no one won the top prize in Saturday's Powerball drawing, increasing its estimated jackpot for Wednesday's drawing to $620 million, while the Mega Millions drawing on Tuesday expect to have a jackpot of $1.6 billion.
It's ticky, ticky, ticky.
You playing the lottery?
I'm getting one. I got some last week, or my girl got some last week. I'm probably have to get some now. 1.6 is real.
35, 37, 38, 45, 47.
Okay.
You still working at the radio station if you win that Powerball?
Yeah.
Mega Millions?
Yeah.
You are?
I keep that money in the bank and spend the money here that I'm
making.
Boy,
please, listen. Okay. I'm telling you, if I win Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, I will be announcing my retirement for radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
And then where are you going after that?
Wherever. I can go
Barcelona.
Wherever I want to go. Yeah, go visit Shay one time.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:23 right now on your Monday morning. Playmaker in for Shay Moore, currently clearing 48 over Shawnee. Time for the Shade with B'Shawnee.
Oh, man, this dude, Cat Williams, he was going in on his ex, Hazel E. You remember they was together, what, about a year or two ago?
Yeah, that was like right after Love & Hip Hop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, during their Love & Hip Hop time. Is she still on there? I haven't watched in a while.
I don't know. Well, here's what Cat Williams had to say about her.
You cross the line, don't believe in Jesus. Truffully, that's why I left her. The is a Mayfield.
What?
I told her for God I was the king of this. Said I don't believe in God or I said if you don't get your satanic demonic I want to be a in the face ass up out of
what?
Here. I will call down the ghost of Sojourner Truth to walk up your street. What in the Harriet Tubman is this light skinned and ugly talking about? How the is you light skinned and ugly? Not ugly to nobody else.
Come
nobody
on,
said Hazel E was ugly while I was soon as I leave the suddenly her nose is crooked. She got an under and an overbite.
Come on, fam.
Wait a minute. So she was cute with you. Ugly before you and after you. Is that what you're saying, Kat?
Oh, I feel a master breakthrough. I feel a breakthrough.
Come on, dog. you can't be dogging her out after you was with her, fam. Like, come on.
You was parading her around tough for a hot second, bro.
She do look like Daryl Talley in the nose, but...
Do people even know who he is?
Google Daryl Talley and Google Hazel E. But still, come on, dog. You can't be doing that when you was with her, though.
Yeah,
come on.
You can't, man. And by the way, like, you know, part of your fan base is women. You might just calm
right,
down
chill
on
out,
just
dog.
Dogging out women like that. Yeah.
Come on, Patty!
So Wiz Khalifa's talking about dropping an R&B album.
Okay.
You here for this?
I might be low-key, maybe.
Dog, he said that... He hired a vocal coach and everything. He said that she's one of the best in the game. She taught me some things I didn't even know about my voice. I mean, but to be honest, though, that's what the industry is right now, right? You got the rapper singing and the singers rapping, right?
And technically, he's been singing on most of his albums. Like, he sings, like, some of the hooks and all that, so. But, I mean, is he really going to be singing?
I don't know, but he need to get his Rick James on. Oh, like, he really needs to do like Mary Jane. Yeah. He needs to redo that. Well, yeah. That fits with him.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, he fits the lifestyle, but who's teaching him? That's why, is Tamar teaching
who's
him?
Gonna
who's
going to be
Tamar? Vocal coach, bro?
Tamar, come on. Like, is he going to have some new Mary Jane girls or something? Or, like...
Come on, baby.
Can you imagine Wiz Khalifa singing in? He look like Rick James.
And he gotta do his own laugh.
I'm in love with Mary.
Come on, man. Who teaching my man Wiz to sing out here?
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yeah. Who teaching out here? Ember ain't.
Oh, Lord, never. I ain't even gonna go there. Why you mad, though? Coming up at 8:38, y'all.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.